Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Today, we're concluding our look at 10 people you cannot help. You may have the best of intentions, but your efforts to help someone may, in fact, do more harm than good. The key is learning how to help others effectively and understanding that until someone is ready to change, they may be one of the 10 people you cannot help. The ninth person you cannot help is someone who leads others astray. One that quickly comes to mind is what most people would call a con artist. They may not be a professional con artist, but someone who's developed the bad habit of being dishonest and using deception for personal gain. I once received a request to help get an inmate's sentence reduced and free him from jail. There were cries of foul within the system and involved explanations of why the sentence was too harsh, but what was missing was any acknowledgement of wrongdoing on his part. I realized that if I were to help him, he would more than likely do the same exact thing to yet another person. It was then that I realized that this was one of the 10 people I could not help. The 10th person you cannot help is someone who refuses to use their seed to create the future they desire. It's kind of like they're asking you to plant your seed in their field, but when the harvest comes, they take it all for themselves. Until they see the value of their future as you do, they just may be one of the 10 people you cannot help. I want to give credit to Dr. David Malapo of Johannesburg, South Africa, and thank him for the research invested in this study of 10 people you cannot help. His desire, as well as mine, is not to throw people in need to the wayside, but to help us better understand when and how to effectively help our friends and loved ones. God gave each and every one of us our own free will, and if we're not careful, our efforts to help someone may actually be working against God's established principle of free will. The good news is that eventually most people come to the end of themselves and are finally ready to accept genuine and effective help. And when they do, you will be there for them and know just how to help them. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.